And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. All right, I'm going to jump into the Dipper. I got some more texts coming in, but I'll get those here in a few minutes, especially if they're about daylight savings times. I'll get those in a few minutes. I'm burning daylight here is what I'm saying. Like that?
That was good.
I'll be here in the area all day. All right, so, all right, listen. Can we talk about the ballroom? By the way, there was a song back in the 70s called The Ballroom Blitz. I know a bunch of y'all in the audience remember it, and I know that unfortunately now it's getting stuck in your head as I speak. Yeah. Ballroom Blitz. Ballroom Blitz. Anyway, all right, that aside, I won't do that again. The Ballroom Blitz. Let's talk about it. So Trump announced earlier this year, and he got the plans approved, and it was approved, I want to say, back in July, the final approval, to actually build a 90,000 square foot ballroom. You may look at this and go, why do we need it? I will say, why haven't we had it before? Is it life-changing? No. But you know what? Think about this. Remember we just watched Trump have to move his inaugural address inside. That wasn't just because of the weather. That was because of security. There's no other place he could have done it. He had to do it in the Capitol Rotunda. This is a facility now that he might be able to do it in, or something like that could be held in, or other major events could be held in. When they have state dinners, they can do so. The fact is, for as long as we've been around, anytime they've had a major event for the White House, they've had to do one of two things. Go off-site, which requires a Secret Service to then go do all kinds of pre-clearance checks and, you know, assign people to be on extra guard duty. They have to, you wouldn't be surprised. I remember literally a presidential caravan coming through Mobile, Alabama. And when they knew the route, they came along and they actually welded shut the manhole covers. I mean, the amount of stuff they have to do to secure a site is unbelievable. So having an event on White House grounds at a secure facility is a game changer for the Secret Service. It's a game changer for security when other heads of state and the president are gathered up together. I'll also say this. It's a little embarrassing when the alternative is used. Like when the Obamas. You got a picture of that? There's a picture. Okay, there it is. When the Obamas, how much taxpayer money had to be spent to put up these tents? Because, I mean, Lord, this is a gala affair. It's a black tie affair in a tent on the grounds of the White House.
That also just doesn't feel right.
I know.
To have it under a tent.
We're the United States of America.
Yeah.
Now, if you want grass, if you want to be able to roll the sides up and have some open air, I get it. But this was not that. It's because there was no other place. And so they had it on the White House grounds in a tent. And Lord, it's a big old tent, y'all. I'm talking about we're sitting here looking at like the Barrett Jackson auction like kind of tent. I mean, this is big doings. And JP has the picture up on the screen right now if you're watching on the live stream. But that shouldn't have to happen. But Democrats are having a complete meltdown right now. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like a meltdown. One of my favorite things right now, and I chimed in myself this morning, I couldn't resist it. One of my favorite things right now are the people who are posting pictures. And it started off with one, I can't remember what it was, but she didn't even get it right.
Well, it was some guy put a picture up of him and his wife in the White House, and it said, "This is a picture of me and my wife in the East Wing. I can't believe it's now gone."
And it wasn't even the East Wing.
Yeah, he lied. It just wasn't in the East Wing. I can't remember what part of the White House it was in, but yeah, he just lied.
So now the fun stuff, the parody begins. People have been posting all kinds of innocuous. I saw one this morning. It might have been Robbie Benson was teaching his son to shave, and he said, "I taught my son to shave in the East Wing of the White House. I can't believe it's gone."
Yeah, somebody else put one picture of him and his wife in front of the Eiffel Tower, and was like, "This is me and my wife in the East Wing. I can't believe it's gone."
I posted a picture of my 68 Mustang that I drove through high school, mm-hmm. parked in my backyard, and I said, "I once parked my 68 Mustang on the grassy lawn of the East Wing. I can't believe it's gone."
Yeah.
So that's all on social media right now. That's everywhere. People are having a good time with this. But part of it is you look at it and go, okay, this is a hoot. We're dealing with the fact that apparently there's a lack of coping mechanisms on the left side again. like they needed something else to just like freak out about. But I got to tell you what I really think this is. I think it's a false flag. I think they needed something. They needed something. Because if you notice, they didn't complain back when it was approved. They didn't complain back when it was announced months ago. They waited till their government shut down when they need to distract people's attention from the lack of paycheck, right? And try to say, well, there's a thing happening and Trump's doing a thing. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I bet you any one of those Democrats, look at Gavin Newsom. He's been deriding this thing now for the last couple of weeks, just talking about how awful it is, you know, how sensational it is. I got news. Gavin Newsom is slobbering at the idea of being able to host a state dinner in that ballroom. He can't wait. He lays there in bed at night thinking about it. Just saying. So when we get back, I'm going to give you like a whole host of things the left is saying about this. And meanwhile, Trump's moving forward with the ballroom blitz. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, big old radio footprint. We're all over the place. Pieces of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Oh, by the way, tons of y'all live streaming the show. We see it. We can tell the numbers. Tons of y'all live stream the show every single day, going to places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, like, good Lord, there's a lot of y'all that podcast this show. Downloading it after the fact, catching it after we've already done, but you're still catching it. End result is, you guys, wherever you catch this show, I always say all those things to let you know that we recognize it, we see it, we appreciate it, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right, the ballroom blitz. Good Lord. By the way, I got to thank Congressman Dale Strong just texted us. He sent me, thank you, Congressman. He sent me a picture of the east wing of the White House being turned into about a 20-story gold Trump Tower. That's pretty hilarious. I told him, I said, we literally just laughed out loud in the studio. We did. It came in during the break. Thank you for that. I got an article here for Town Hall. This is what kicked this off. I was just watching the meltdown and the most ridiculous things that people are saying. The left is like having a complete like come apart about this. And it started with this article I pulled off Town Hall. Townhall.com. It came out 2 days ago. Matt Vespa wrote for Town Hall. He said, is this the most insane reaction to President Trump's East Wing project? He points out, he said, the left is going insane. It's as if the British are burning the White House again like the War of 1812. And this one lady had posted a picture of the East Wing demolition to clear the way for the new ballroom. And she said, this feels almost the same as when I saw the Pentagon damage on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And like, whoa. Hang on a second. You mean the time when like, hundreds of people died as terrorism struck at our nation's capital in an effort to take out our Pentagon. You're comparing this to that, this pre-approved plan where like nobody died and, by the way, it's an improvement process worth hundreds of millions of dollars paid for, not by taxpayers, but by private donations. That has to be one of the stupidest things somebody ever put on social media.
I mean, that's why nobody takes anything the left says seriously anymore, because the hyperbole is just crazy. Also, I guarantee you she didn't even know that the White House was burnt down in the War of 1812 until she Googled it to find something. When was White House demolition history or something like that? Like, it's, come on, people.
Eric Swalwell. His name, Swalwell.
It's like throwing up saying
Swalwell. Like you gag a Swalwell. Yeah. Swalwell. Eric Swalwell, who I believe firmly got beat up a lot as a kid. Eric Swalwell, he may have what is the most insane reaction by an elected official. He put out on his social media, by the way, he's supposed to think these things through. Allegedly, that's what they do. Think things through. He says, don't even think of seeking the Democratic nomination for president unless you pledge to take a wrecking ball to the Trump ballroom on day one. Really? Let me get this straight. Privately funded improvement to the White House which, you know, by the way, you know Swalwell is dying to take Fang Fang there on a date.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to take Fang Fang there on a date, all dressed up in their finery, out of the town.
Yeah, and I bet that will be great optics. If they love putting pictures of the White House East Wing being demolished, imagine the optics of a ballroom, a massive part of the White House just getting demolished. I bet that'll look real good.
Yeah, in fact, I am pretty sure, based upon the list of, you know, corporations and big donors that are giving the $260 to $300 million to do the project, I'm going to bet that they would have something to say if people like Swalwell determined to tear it down. But here's the other thing. He's demanding, as if it's some kind of vetting process. Like, you know, when someone runs for office, you want to know what they stand for. Well, I stand for, you know, good government and low taxation, and I stand for the idea of securing our southern borders, and I stand for energy policies that, you know, put gas back in the tank, and, you know, and all of the above energy, all these things. His criteria for running for president is, will you tear down the ballroom on day one?
I hate destroying the White House so much that a criteria that I think is... it should be a priority is if you come to the White House, you have to destroy the White House.
Yes.
That's how much I hate destroying the White House, is you have to destroy the White House.
It's very important. I mean, I demand more destruction. That's what I demand. Eric Swalwell. But then there's Elizabeth Warren. So Pocahontas came out and said, and she's getting all kinds of widespread criticism and mockery. So this came off of Woke Spy. Woke Spy has an article that points out that Elizabeth Warren said on her social media, I tell you what, the Democrats need to step back from the social media. What's happening is they're in the government shutdown. They don't have as much to do, and they don't have anybody staffing there to say, excuse me, sir, ma'am, I really don't recommend you say that.
No, it's the 25-year-old staffer who thinks they know social media is doing all the posting.
I think this one was actually her.
I don't know. I don't even know if Pelosi knows her ex-password.
She said, Elizabeth Warren says, I've launched an investigation into the contracting and approval process for the demolition of the White House and whether these corporate donors funding Trump's ballroom are seeking favors with the administration. Well, first of all, you don't investigate a privately paid, like the contract laws change when you're not using taxpayer dollars. However, I do believe they were vetted, and I do believe, let's see, who's built more stuff, Donald Trump or Elizabeth Warren? Just saying. Who knows how to get the best deal and to force things through on time and on budget?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it's going to be Donald Trump.
Just a building or more.
So President Trump has said the project is being funded through private and corporate donations, not taxpayer money. Senate Democrats, though, claim the donations might present potential conflicts of interest. What are these companies getting in return? Are they kidding me with this? Has anybody ever looked at Burisma? What are they getting in return? I mean, what is Nancy Pelosi's portfolio getting in return? You're talking about the insider trading scoopers of the year. And they want to talk about who's the one building the ballroom. Spokesperson Davis Engel said Democrats are more concerned with President Trump's historic beautification of the White House than they are for American citizens who are hurting because of the reckless government shutdown. Here's what this boils down to, you guys. This is a distraction right now. This is a false flag operation. They needed something else to talk about. They needed to have a talking point that said, bad Trump, bad Trump. And that's what we're getting right now out of this. We're not getting, hey, cost overages, it shouldn't cost that much. Or, Mr. President, we prefer you move it a little bit further and not tear down the East Wing. We're not getting any of that. We're not. In fact, what we're not getting is the kind of, you know, actual real responses that you know they would say if they were the ones in charge. I tell you what's really happening, too. They're also pissed off they didn't think of it themselves.
Yeah.
They had the opportunity. And what they do, they spent billions of dollars to put 7 chargers for EVs on highways. Where'd the rest of the money go? While they're funding gender studies in Nigeria and Sesame Street programming in Saudi Arabia and transgender surgeries for Moldavians, Trump's actually using corporate donations to build a ballroom for the White House, and they're worried Please.
Well, I think they're just upset Trump will leave a physical, his physical mark on the White House. Like his legacy will be physically seen at the White House. I think that's what they're upset about.
So is he going to have it chiseled in stone? Trump built this.
I don't know. Apparently there were some rumors of him, you know, they're thinking about what to name it. I don't know. I think there's some good options out there.
You know what? He'll probably do something they can't argue with. He'll name it the Trump Ballroom, but he'll claim it's after a Trump who won the Medal of Honor in 1892 or something, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, curses. Now what do we do? Anyway, the end result is there's a lot of corporate donors. A lot of them. I got a list. I got a list right here, but one of these on the list is something that the left does not want to talk about. I will tell you this. Even the Washington Post, though, has come out and said that they support this. So President Trump's East Wing project is so destructive, said townhall.com, that the Washington Post has defended it. The reason is simple. Everyone admitted it needed to be done. It's an embarrassment that the White House never had a room large enough for proper state dinners and other events. The stories are infamous. Guests are relegated to use porta-johns and eating under tents. And yet liberal America treated this like some kind of desecration of the actual residence. But then we have Washington Post talking about the state dining room. The state dining room only seats 140 people. There are elementary school cafeterias that seat more than that.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. The East Room only sat about 200. Trump says the ballroom at the center of his 90,000-square-foot addition will accommodate up to 999 guests. You can have actual seating for a dinner at 650, I believe. And it says that preservationists are expressing horror, yada, yada, yada. But the White House cannot simply be a museum to the past, says the WAPO. I mean, this is amazing. The White House cannot simply be a museum to the past. Like America, it must evolve with the times to maintain its greatness. Strong leaders reject calcification. And in that way, Trump's undertaking is a shot across the bow at the NIMBYs everywhere.
Yeah.
That's amazing for the Washington Post editorial board to come out and say that.
And I'll say this too. The people who are going to benefit this the most is not going to be Trump. Trump will get like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years out of it. It's the presidents to come that are going to benefit from this the most, not Trump himself. So they're going to actually be grateful that they get to reap the benefits of it. It's not Trump, you know, saying, well, I guess unless Trump gets a third term, like they're alleging. but Trump's the one that he's not going to reap the benefits. It's the presidents to come. They're going to reap the most benefits of it.
Well, when he comes back to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from J.D. Vance.
That's, yeah.
He'll be able to do it in the ballroom.
I guess that's true.
Let's take a break, JP. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you, who are the people, companies, donating to the building of the ballroom blitz? And oh, by the way, is one of them sort of freaking the left out? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, bulletproof influence, y'all. Bulletproof influence. So who's been spending money on this? This ballroom blitz. Who's spending the money? Where's it coming from? Well, okay, first of all, it's not taxpayer funded, which is cool. And this may be a first. I'm not sure that there's ever been the level of private investment into modifications for the White House as what we're seeing right now. But CEO Mark Zuckerberg has put in a ton of money. All of his Meta platforms are contributing. Apple has contributed big time. We've got, who else? Amazon, of course. Google, yes. Lockheed Martin, yes. Microsoft, yes. I'll get to one. I'll get back to, remind me to get back to number 7 in a moment. Altria, which is the parent company of Marlboro. Love that. A company called Coinbase, which is a crypto exchange. Palantir Technologies, T-Mobile, Ripple. What's Ripple? Oh, blockchain stuff. Okay, Ripple. All I could think of was Fred Sanford having a bottle of Ripple. Anyway, I totally date my. You look at me like I don't. Like I have a third eye sometimes.
Yeah, you'll say references, and I'm like, I'm sure that makes sense.
Sense for someone my age. we got other companies like I don't know who else. Union Pacific Railroad, Caterpillar, Booz Allen Hamilton, which is a defense contractor, HP, Reynolds American. The Adelson Family Foundation, A industrial metals investor named Stephen F. or Stephen E. Stephen E. Brody. I can't say his name. We've got, I'll skip through here a few. Benjamin Leon Jr., a Cuban American healthcare entrepreneur and philanthropist. The Lutnick family. The Perlmutter Foundation. Somebody named Konstantin Sokolov, who's a Russian born American investor who works in infrastructure and energy. Kelly Loeffler. How about that? And then you've got several others. I won't go into all of them. But the bottom line is there's a lot of private donations going into this. Now, one of them has got people freaked out. MSNBC and NBC have been going at it, man. Like, how can he do this? Oh, let's get everybody else in the world we can find on here. Let's find Adam Kinzinger or somebody to come on and talk mean things about Trump and say bad things about his... Let's give Cory Booker an opportunity. Where's Elizabeth Warren? Can we get them all in here? What's AOC doing today? Let's get her commentary. And they're just going at it, man. How dare he do this, East Wing Reconstruction Ballroom Blitz? The funny thing is... they're probably all having a bit of a freak out right now when you realize that their parent company, Comcast, just donated $10 million to the So as the pundits, as Rachel Maddow finds one more reason to get Maddowed and just having herself a fit, you got to look at it and go, this is kind of funny. Because right now you got Comcast CEO Brian Roberts is stroking a check for $10 million. On behalf of Comcast Company, which owns MSNBC and NBC. That cracks me up.
I hope these people are getting put in a file of all the people who are criticizing the ballroom so that whenever they try to go to the ballroom...
you're not allowed to go.
It's like, I thought this was the worst thing ever.
I'm sorry, you've been blackballed from the ballroom.
You can come in, but you must apologize, and then you must say Trump was right, and then you can come in.
What are the odds, JP? All right, JP brought something to my attention. We might close out with how much time do we have? Do we have time? Do we do it right now?
We got about 2 minutes. We'll probably wait till after the break.
That's a little tight.
We're going to keep talking about it.
That's a little tight. All right, we're going to come back from the break in a minute, and we'll have Bill Maher, who is he's kind of like John Fetterman. He's not at all a conservative, but he'll say things that liberals don't want him to say because he's willing to speak truth to power at times, and it cracks me up. And I disagree with him a lot. But at the same time, I love it when he's telling libs, look, just own it. JT Lacey Springs texted in. He said, only one donor for a ball. You'll need one donor for a ballroom. There's a giant Bucky's outside the White House. I can see it.
Nice.
I like this. President Trump unveils plans for a new East Wing as a Bucky's. That's hilarious. Brian from Harvest. Did I get that one already? I did. Okay. Thank you. Did you send him that?
It's currently sending. Yeah. Brian, I got a copy of that. If it's coming your way, just hold tight.
That's good. Thank you. So it's Brian from Harvest is getting married this weekend. And I, said a blessing a while ago and congratulated them, and he wants his fiance to hear it. So yeah, Brian, man, that's awesome. Blessings. Michael from Taft, Tennessee says, yeah, but he's turned down Obama's basketball court. You know what? That's a list. I had this right here. Thank you for reminding me. Presidents who have modified the White House include Thomas Jefferson, who built the colonnades, Andrew Jackson, who built the North Portico, Theodore Roosevelt, who built the West Wing, Taft, who built the first Oval Office, Roosevelt, who built the East Wing, the second West Wing floor, the indoor pool, built a pool. Harry S. Truman completely gutted the entire White House and reconstructed it from the inside in order really to save the building. Richard Nixon built a press room where the pool used to be and then put in a bowling alley. Okay, nobody fussed about the bowling alley. George W. Bush, he modernized the press and the situation rooms and he put in solar panels. Okay, Barack Obama built a basketball court. Where were they when Barack Obama spent millions of dollars to put a freaking basketball court on the White House grounds?
And that only benefits him, whereas Trump is building something that's going to benefit everybody.
And has any other president played basketball? did we just have like a Barack Obama thumbprint on the White House that no one's going to use, whereas this is going to be a ballroom that everyone will use? I don't know. I look at it and think, come on, y'all. We're going to come right back, and we're going to play you some Bill Maher and wrap this thing up. Text it, 833-687-4448. Do you like the ballroom or don't you? I want to hear it. 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, hour number three, coming up. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. Meatloaf Monday, y'all. That's where we are because it's often about the food. Hey, I got to say real quick, Hurricane Melissa is a Cat 5 right now in the Atlantic, or the Caribbean, actually, and it's closing in on Jamaica. And I just saw a ticker saying that it is being said right now this is the strongest hurricane to ever hit the island of Jamaica in known history. So it's huge. Cat 5, that's destruction right there. So anyway, prayers for Jamaica. All right, so I got text coming in. You want to text it, call it, 833-687-4448. But we're finishing up the ballroom blitz dipper here. And JP's got a clip. I haven't had a chance to hear it yet, so I'm going to react in real time. Is this video or just audio?
It's both.
Okay, we're going to play it right now. This is Bill Maher on his podcast or show. Which one is it?
His show.
His show on HBO. All right, this is Bill Maher, real time with Bill Maher, and he's doing his gig. And what I love is he says things as a liberal that libs don't want him to say. Play it.
The country, as you face this fork in the road, is how, where do you turn? Which way do you want to turn? Because we watched this week the destruction of a symbol of this government, of our democracy, of our pluralistic society.
You're talking about the White House?
The East Wing, yeah. Oh,
it's a building, Mike. It's a building.
Okay, Bill, it's a building maybe to you, but to a lot of Americans, okay. It's not. And I'm gonna tell you as a young kid growing up in D.C., when my daddy took me by that building, it meant something to me as a 10-year-old. Okay. It meant something to me to grow up in a town where everybody in this country came and protested and cried and screamed and laughed, right? And I was a part of that. So that building for me was my childhood, because my daddy stood me out in front of the gate before Clinton closed the road, right? Because of terrorism and all the other threats to the country. I used to stand in front of that building and watch it. It meant something. So, yeah, you can say it's just a building. Okay. And so what? Donald Trump tore it down. But he tore it down without accountability.
I agree. I said, you know, he should have gotten the permits and but that's how he does things. I agree.
Recklessness,
but it is just a building. First of all, that part of the building wasn't always there. Presidents do change the buildings. Nixon put in a bowling alley. Obama made the tennis court a basketball court. I can't get this mad about everything, Mike.
Mad. It's not a question of being mad. It's a question of understanding what the symbolism is and what the symbolism means to Trump.
He's not leaving. That's what bothers me about.
Is that the end of it? The symbolism is he's not leaving. Trump's making his mark and you can't do nothing about it. But there was a part, didn't you say there was a part where he was talking about how he wishes that Trump would be able to come out there to LA and get something done as fast as he's doing on the White House thing?
Yeah, he said that in his monologue to start the show, where he said, the only thing I'm mad about is that it takes 5 years to get anything done in LA, and Trump as president is having this getting done right away. I wish he could do the same in California. But Bill's comment where he said, you know, I just don't have the energy to be upset about everything. It's like, I feel like that's where people are starting to come to, is everything is an attack on democracy. Everything is the end of the world. It's like, I feel like more and more people on the left are like, I don't have the energy to be this upset all the time.
Yeah, and I got news. It was the East Wing.
Yes.
He didn't tear down the Oval Office.
And it was part of the East Wing.
Yes, exactly. It's right. It's right. The whole East Wing. Yes, that's right. It's part of the East Wing.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Interesting dynamic. I don't know if you're aware of this. The guy who was talking is Michael Steele, who's the former head of the Republican National Committee.
I actually didn't even know who he was.
That's Michael Steele, who is a never-Trump Republican now. And so the guy who was speaking against Trump is the Republican, the guy who was speaking sort of in favor of Trump and saying, calm the rhetoric, is the liberal Bill Maher.
Yeah, the raging liberal Bill Maher.
Exactly. I will point out, too, that I caught it in the middle there. It's like he said it and then moves real quickly. Michael Steele said, you know, I used to go there until, like, Bill Clinton closed the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And It kept moving.
He said, oh, because of terrorism and all that. But, you know.
So what I just heard there was, oh, it's not even just the White House. Sometimes it's the grounds. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the streets all around it. Do you mean to tell me that the president of the United States had a road shut down so that people can't, you know, it's just amazing. But they're going to be mad about this one. You know why? Because it's Donald Trump. That's why. Several text messages. Kevin from Hartsell says, the Secret Service can use the basketball court to keep in shape. Okay. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, the question needs to be asked. If it were Joe Biden doing this, would he have screamed and hollered even if it was funded by government? No, they wouldn't have. In fact, they would have put it, they would have claimed that it was something to do with Infrastructure Act. And it had something to do with, they're going to put a wind farm or something right there to help power the White House. Who knows?
They would say, Joe Biden is thinking about the future of the White House in America. Could Trump ever do something like this? I don't think he could. That's exactly what they would say.
Yep. Ken from Harvest says, isn't it a little immature to make fun of Eric Swalwell's name? I don't know.
Just read the rest of the text.
Now, Adam Schiff, that's a name begging to be made fun of. Shifty Schiff. Okay. Jeremy from Madison says, Neil Armstrong said this is one small step for mankind and then planted an American flag on the lawn of the East Wing of the White House. I can't believe it's gone. Brian from Decatur says, I'm not sure why Trump doesn't just have a presidential address through all the major news corporations and let the nation know exactly what's going on with the shutdown. What do you mean? He does all the, every day. He said, and to fight the Democrats. Oh, I see what you're saying. Actually, like, I see, like from the Oval Office. Okay. There's a lot of propaganda out there, he says, saying completely contrary things to what is actually going on, and the news stations won't be able to edit his words that way. I don't know. He may have to. Right now, he's actually out there changing geopolitics. If I can get to my dipper on that, I'll tell you about it. Wiley from Gunnersville, who I have feel this is not going to be for a positive for Trump, says, the silliest thing ever built at the White House was a freaking basketball. Oh, this is a different person. I'm sorry. He said, the silliest thing ever built at the White House was a freaking basketball court. Yes, I agree. Red from Tony, Alabama says, daylight savings time. Oh, we're going back to that now. Daylight savings time is during the summer, so the winter time is standard time. I believe it started during one of the world wars to give people more daylight during the evening to help save energy. Okay, but, oh, that's changed now.
I was about to say, it makes sense then, but I don't think we're in a world war right now.
I look at it back. Did it make sense back then?
Well,
did it?
It makes more sense back then than now. So I mean, maybe at least it had somewhat of a plausible reason.
Mike from Florence, Alabama says, time change. One year I flew to West Palm Beach to buy a car. Driving home in the wee hours, I crossed the time zone into the time change and didn't know if my phone or first satellite radio changed when I crossed the time zone. I'm even more confused about that now than I was then. I get it. That is one thing, by the way, you've never had to deal with that. Your generation grew up with having phones in your pockets that once they cross to a new tower, the tower calibrates the phone.
Yep.
And so your time changes automatically. Mm-hmm. I grew up going, where are we right now? Oh, so what time is it? Oh, change the watch. I mean,
I was the generation that had to inform my parents, actually, it's the phone just does it on its own. Wow, really? Yeah.
Piss ant. All right, listen, we got plenty on tap. We're going to come back next with a dipper that I've been fostering for days. Like I couldn't get to it, but we're getting to it now. You know, we talk about jackassery. I'm going to be talking about campaign jackassery. I got a whole host of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.